Got his Easter suit on.
Hello. Down the egg money. What tune am I in this time? Oh yeah, that one.
People do so many things that make me mad, angry isn't how I want to spend the time I have. Cognitive dissonance, they call it, and I wonder just how small it could be made to be. In me, so much disturbing, short-sighted shit. You have to do better than live with it. If you're looking to find some peace to embrace, then put that smile back on my face. And sometimes I'm today. from a friend can bring back the pain. Memories come back on their own. Pencil sketches at dawn, wishes that I too could fly.
So strange how I came by that song. There's a guy, he's a poet, works in the bookstore in the valley where I live. And, you know, there's a handful of wordsmiths that write books or songs or stuff in the valley. And we email each other, you know, I say shit, but it isn't really shit. But we emailed each other stuff. And he sent me this one, and I said, you know, Sterling, that sounds more like a verse from a song than a poem. I mean, the scansion's right, and it rhymes and shit, you know. And I said, could you write me another one like that? He says, well, I don't know. Let me see. 2 days later, I get another one. I said, Sterling, do you know what a chorus is? He says, no. What do you mean? I said, well, it's like a verse, only shorter. And I mean, here, I'll show you. It's the rhyme scheme goes in, so, blah. And 2 days later, boom, a chorus. Sterling, one more time, and you will have written a song with me. And he says, no shit. Said, no shit. I said, so, boom, 2 days later, wham, in it comes, in my email box. So then I wrote the music, because I really liked the words. And you should have seen his face when I gave him the CD. That was fun. These little moments when you can disturb someone else's wah. Joy. Now they're going to think we're weird.
I don't know. I'm listening to these people over here.
I don't know where all this hair on my jacket comes from. Clearing. Thank you. at the blind. Let go. Step into the clearing, mind and soul. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This kind of world, gotta let it go. Lay down the things you've done before. Firelight creates family. Believe. Star. Violence, the least of all its forms.
This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This kind of world, gonna let it go. Lay down the things you've done before. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This next one sounds like another one of my nautical epics, but it's really a trick. It's actually just metaphors for, I believe you can reach into another person's life and make a difference. Called radio. Held tight in his fist, and that song.
You to know who these guys are. I say this because it is possible, unlikely, but possible, that I might forget. That's not nice. That's not nice to laugh at that. I don't think you should flick the mocked, mock the afflicted. So. On guitar and vocals, Shane Fontaine. On guitar and vocals, Marcus Eaton. On drums and vocals, Stephen DeStanislav. On bass, Kevin McCormick. On keyboards and vocals, James Raymond.
Light fluttering as if between two trains.
leaving tonight. Consciousness barely coping. Pluck out a day, a week or an hour. Hold it up to the light. Freeze the brain, really look at the faces. Try to tell you what that was about, but yeah, I can't really tell you. Well, I can tell you that this is a lot of this is stuff I learned in AA meetings. But after a while, you know, you forget it all anyway. Turn around. I was on tour in Europe, Belgium, looking down from a hotel window at a street full of bars, watching the girls work outside the bar. They were too skinny and way too young. Oh, it wasn't funny. They looked scared. They looked desperate. I started thinking about what are their lives like? Who are they? Where did they hide their heart when they're doing it? turns her hips, maybe arches her back. There's nobody there to see when she's doing that. The guy's not there, he just doesn't exist. She's looking at empty space when she's doing this. She might walk home, she's kind of tired. Spend some of the money on a cab she's hired. Below a bus grows by and splashes a man. He swears at a drunkard's curse on the whole damn world. She smiles at this and then starts to cry. Scrubs at a spot on her leg and then lets it dry. And she's sitting on the floor with her head hung down. Listening to another language on TV. Unaware, heaven bound, wondering where her mother and father might be. If she calls, if she calls, she dreams, don't we all dream? A place, a way, a recurring theme. She remembers a time when love was alive. But somehow it gets lost in the sound of the city's morning drive. Lost in the sound of the city. It's a sad song. Sad is part of life. So is, well, so are other things. It is 420. Now, I know that doesn't mean much to people in San Francisco. I used to live here. None of us smoked pot. Absolutely no one in the entire city or Marin County ever smoked pot. You calling me a liar? Well, okay. All right, so I'm lying. I want to know how come it got to be known as 420. I still can't figure that out. I think it's right that we should celebrate it. And if you have the wherewithal with you and you want to celebrate it, go ahead. It smells good. I like smelling it. I never inhaled, though. Well, almost never. Dangerous? Okay. Dangerous night. Looks familiar. Could it be? You think it is? It is. Well, the way it works for me now is I don't do that before I try to come up here and remember the lyrics. Older and wiser. Later, however. Just saying. This next song is a disturbing song. And it's about a disturbing thing. It comes from a vision that I had, a kind of a waking dream. I dreamt about this Afghan family. It's a guy, old guy, and his wife, and two kids, teenage boy, and a little baby girl. And they have 20 goats, 18 goats, 22 goats, I don't know. That's their life. And I'm describing this to James. And he says, yeah. And the night before, you see this waking up of, you know, the night before, the Taliban had come. And they tried to recruit him. But he was very brave. And he said, no, I've got these children and my wife, these goats, this mud hut. I can't come to your war. And for once, they didn't just shoot him out of hand. They left, but they were seen leaving. So the next morning, well, I don't have to tell you the rest of the story. It's called Morning Falling.
Below his word.
Which means they're playing madly. And I'm sitting there with a pad and a pencil, you know. Trying to keep up. And I can't. So it took us, oh, probably six iterations of the word, of the words before before we got anything that they liked. This is it.
Make it work like touching skin. Make it.
Thank you all. We're going to, now that we've played you the whole record, that's risky, I know. We're going to take a break and come back and play you a bunch of stuff that you actually have heard before.
All right, I'm going into silent mode. Right on.
Thank you.
This next set of lyrics is one of the weirdest ones I ever wrote. And, you know, between us, we've written some fairly weird shit. And I don't care. This one's called Luck Dragon.
And the white ball head and the red
This is too, what the fuck did he say? He said Little Brown Church? Little Brown Turd? Every time you yell your favorite song, she over there yells her favorite song, and it arrives here as, and we don't know that one. So, we'll sing this instead. This is a piece of one song and a whole of the other song. The first one's a question, and the second one is the answer.
This is it.
Look around again. It's the same old circle. You see, got to be. it around one more time. Yes, I'm going to help myself this one. I'm even more grateful because I'm having the most fun I can have with my clothes on. Not a chance. Are you fucking kidding? Do you know how old I am? Jesus Christ. First place, 99% of the human race looks better with its clothes on. And the couple of you that doesn't apply to, I don't want to know about it. TMI, too much information. No, thank you. Where's all this hair come from? What? Oh. I'm cool with it when it's a girl that yells it out. But when it's like a big, you know, kind of like biker-y voice, really love you, Dave. It reminds me of prison. Not exactly, you know, good association, so. These tracks. have another glass of wine. Lady said, I don't know, how can you be so sure of me? Some things seem to get better. You know now.
The hero still saves the damsel in distress.
Go get her. And I said, selling death in the streets cheap, lying politicians rolling in the profits they reap. And my friend said, he's right, honey, but I think it's always been that way. Smiled kind of patiently, and I knew he was going to say, I think we're passing through the kind of fair. Did you take these tracks in the dust we lay? You know, I've been laughed at before. It's okay if you want to laugh, if you feel compelled. Listen, if I did all the songs I wrote, we'd be here till Tuesday. Come on. I'm trying to, you know, strike a balance, you know. It's like the first set is 11 new songs, and the second set is like, I don't know. We did make that record. I was really proud of James. He did a great job. And my younger son, Django, took the picture. For which I love him because it looks 15 years younger than I am. At the right moment. So since we had that mother shrink wrapped and out, then this song comes along. Now I gotta play for a minute to kind of like find my groove. Thank you. they try to tell you, what you can and cannot do. Your place on the path, how much you get to know, what makes it so, how do they know, how can there only be one way? Just how deep in the groove, what makes it so, how do they know, how can there only be a man stands before you, telling us all what his great leader said. And I say, where is it written? How many ways can it be read? And what makes it so? How do they know? I think for myself, probably keep it that way, at least for now, at least for today. When I first met James, this was kind of a shock. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of us think the genetics do carry through stuff, and I wasn't totally shocked that he was a musician. I was just kind of shocked that he was way better than me, which was very disturbing to my ego, but very pleasing to the result. And he and I started a band with a guitar player friend of ours, a good guitar player named Jeff Pivar. And it was called CPR, and it sold 31 records. You got one? Man! Shock and awe! Yeah. It's 2 studio albums, 2 live, and if you can find them, God bless you. But we were proud of them. Good band. I like this one. This is a song from that band. It's about leaving something behind.
Leads to the dark.
Okay. There's a story behind this. Many years ago, right after the Civil War, children. I do that way too well. I'd take off my jacket to show you my suspenders, but I become instant Wilford Brimley. I remember my diabetes. Many years ago, I was here. I lived here. And it had a bad thing happen in my life that I didn't know how to handle. And I was crying a lot. And I didn't know what else to do. We just made deja vu. And that was hard because I was fucked up. And so I just stayed in the studio. I had all these songs. A lot of them really good friends. Jerry. Nash. Phil. Yorma. A lot of people from all the bands. Freiberg, Kantner, Grace, Johnny. A lot of good people came and hung out, and whatever song we started that night was what we did. And I would just sing it to them and we would start playing it. And that was the record. And it worked out. So,
amen.
Later on, many years later, I'm dying in a hospital in LA. And they're trying to save me, and it's a very iffy proposition. And I'm hanging out in the first of the communities on the net, the Well. It was the very first one. And I meet this guy. He's a good guy. And he teaches me a lot about the net, some things about life. He's a real smart guy. And he's here tonight. And this is one of his most favorite songs, and we've been rehearsing it all day desperately, trying to figure out what the fuck I did. We know I'm a little in the harmony part, so we're trying.
Thank you.
Thank you to him.
Yeah.
know, I was gonna come out in honor of it being 420, and like, light one.
Yeah.
And then I realized why my son and my wife both told me not to do it. Because then that's what you'd put on Facebook. That's what everybody would talk about instead of the music. So that's the only reason I'm not going to light the joint that's in my pocket. Because the reason I don't smoke it before I play is because the music's more important. The question I have to ask myself, and this is when I realize what a dim bulb I really have become. I don't use a pick on this song. So. For 37 years now, I have been in love with the same woman. She came here from Florida, and I was living in Mill Valley, and joined up with me, and she's been with me ever since. And, Jandy, this is for you. The garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Thank you. as she turned her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay. Such a short day. You thought we were weird before, but that wasn't nothing. Now we are going to show you exactly how fucking weird we really are. Don't get deep. I'm warning y'all.
You like it weird.
If you got it, light it. Yeah. fallen here before. We were riding back to our camp. We were feeling very fine. The air was clear and slightly damp. We were riding back to have ourselves a party to celebrate the robbing of the train. We were talking kind of low and lazy about not having to go out soon again. And we were walking back through you're getting kind of old and weird now. You better get your crowd in your shut your mouth. And I did. No, I did. Now, Ella and the Duke, they got down to it. They each wanted that. And going for their own. But when they finally got around to asking her, she said that she had come to take your money home.
We'll be right back.
Kevin, James. We are grateful. This band is just a baby. This is only about our 20th gig.